Top of the afternoon to you as we get ready for a three-day weekend for, we hope, you and a lot of our friends for sure. Here on the Friday Open Forum, we're going to be of service to you during this hour. And a little later on, we'll turn to Elder Affairs and the State Director of the AARP, Catherine Taylor. But first up, it's our friends from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Rhode Island, the Bigs, Tina Santos and Jack Blatchford and Katie Dawkins. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bruce.
How are you doing, Bruce?
How are you? Good to have you back with us. And you always have some exciting and interesting and fun things to do. And of course, so worthwhile because you help us make some space in our homes and things. So help us in so many ways and help out so many people. So let's talk. Tina, let's start again with just who is Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yes, thank you, Bruce, and thanks for having us on again. We always like to just give an overview of who we are in case there are new listeners. So, you know, we are Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island. We are a mentoring organization, and we've been providing mentors to young people throughout Rhode Island and some of the surrounding areas for over 54 years now. So some folks may be familiar with us through our cloth and donation center, which Jack will talk about later on, but also through our mentoring organization. Our mission for our mentoring organization is to create and support one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth. And really what that means for us is that we aim to inspire, ignite, and empower the young people of the state. And, you know, through that, when we say inspire, what we aim to do is to inspire them socially, emotionally, and educationally. You know, we want to ignite new perspectives and interests in youth, so help them to see, like, different avenues that they might not be aware of, that they might be interested in. And then also empowering our youth to set goals and seeing the full potential. And really, that's the word that sticks out for me, you know, really big time, is that empowering. A lot of folks look at mentoring as, you know, trying to change a child's circumstances or, you know, saving a child. And really what we want folks to know is that, you know, becoming a mentor is really just about helping a young person see the potential that's already within themselves and helping them just to become confident in that. So, you know, we're currently serving over 150 young people across the state right now.
Excellent. Tina Santos getting it said for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Rhode Island, our guests here in the open forum on this Friday. So you always have something going on, and this is no exception. There's a big walk going on. Katie, tell us about that.
Hi, Bruce. Thank you. So we actually have our 14th annual Big Walk happening on October 22nd. So it's two Saturdays from now at Roger Williams Park Zoo at the Carousel. It's a great location. We're putting it together with our friends at the Rhode Island Building and Trades Council. Every year, they're generous partners of ours, and all different unions, from the plumbers unions, teachers unions, healthcare unions, come out for a day, not only volunteer, but they give funds so that we can offer a family-friendly morning event to all attendees. The event kicks off at 10 a.m. with a 9 a.m. registration time. It will be rain or shine, so make sure everyone checks the weather forecast before heading out. And then we also are offering, for the first time this year, since it's at the Carousel, unlimited carousel rides for all the attendees. So that's a great addition.
Nice.
And then, oh, it's going to be so exciting. And then our generous sponsors at Starbucks, Uncle Tony's, and Stop and Shop have provided all of the food and beverages for us for the day. And then also, in addition to the 3.1 mile walk, we're actually doing fun crafts and activities like pumpkin decorating, face painting, and a scavenger hunt. And then, of course, it wouldn't be Halloween without a costume contest.
Mm-hmm. You had me at Starbucks and Uncle Tony's. But then there's face painting too, so I'm there. Tell us again where this is.
Of course. It is Saturday, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to roughly 1 p.m., and it is at Roger Williams Park Zoo, specifically at the Carousel is where it's going to begin.
Yeah, so much fun. That's great. What else is going on here in the current happenings department here, Katie Dawkins?
We actually just wrapped up our bowling tournament. We held it at Lang's Bowlerama, and that was a couple weeks ago in September. It was a family-friendly event again, and it was the first time that we had that event specifically in 3 years. And with our support from our community members and generous sponsors, we were able to raise over $42,000 to support our mission.
Fantastic. You know, that bowling is always a lot of fun. That is a big event in your calendar for sure. And is there a way that we can get advance word of some of these things that are going on, Katie?
Oh, yeah, of course. Be on the lookout for anything that we may post on social media. Also, we are very, very friendly with a lot of news outlets. But the most convenient way to really research or to look up our events is if you visit bigsri.org and select the event tab specifically on our website, and it'll list all of our upcoming events.
Excellent. Excellent. Jack Blatchford, Big Brothers Big Sisters RI Chief Financial Officer. Now, we've had your team on a few times, and the importance of mentoring is always right at the forefront. We've talked about this at length, but let's talk a little bit today about the donation center. Where is it?
Well, the donation center, actually, we have four drop-off sites throughout Rhode Island. We have one on the Quinnick Island, one in Wakefield, one in Cranston, and one in Johnston. And the donation center was actually established in 1997, and the sole purpose was to collect used clothing and household goods to support the mentoring program and also support any other nonprofit organizations that we partnership with.
Excellent. Give us the address of the donation center in Middletown.
The address is, geez, off the top of my head, I don't know the address.
Can I look it up? This is a way to put that website to the test, Jack. It's all a big plan. You knew I was going to ask this.
You caught me off guard on that one. I know the other ones. I don't know the Quinnick one. But
gotcha.
To locate any of our bins or our donation drop-off sites, you can go to donateri.org. And at there also, you can schedule a free curbside pickup. You can find our, like I said, our drop-off sites, and you can find also where all our bins are located. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to donate to us.
Yeah, there are donation bins just about everywhere. So yeah, Jack's so right. You can find all kinds of locations. You don't have to go very, very far, and you don't have to look for an actual donation center. There are 75 of them across the state. So that is going to be great. Now, we have a few ways of people getting our clothes to you, right?
Correct. And like I say, the biggest thing is we have our free curbside pickup.
Yeah.
And you can either call us or you can go on our donate.org.com, donateri.org.com to schedule a free pickup. Or like I say, you can call us at our phone number 401-921-2434. And hit option 2, and you'll go right to one of our customer service reps who will schedule that free curbside pickup.
Yeah, it's so easy, and your folks are just so friendly.
Yeah, our attendants at our sites were there 6 days a week, 9 to 5, and they'll come out, get the clothing right out of your car, bring it into the shop, and then give you a receipt for you to put on your tax return next year.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of benefits here. In Middletown, by the way, the address is 1341 West Main Road. So put that into your GPS, 1341 West Main Road in Middletown. And then on High Street in Wakefield would be the next closest for our friends in South County, and then Cranston and Johnston and all of that. And Donate RI is the place to go, donateri.org. Talking with Jack Blatchford and Tina Santos and Katie Dawkins from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island. So I have to ask, though, Jack, I mean, there are so many bins around. We just said, oh, boy, there's 75 Biggs bins around and all that. But everybody's got a bin, and they're all great causes. So tell us why we really want to encourage us and everybody to give to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
That's a great question. And the biggest difference between Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island and our other competitors is that we are strictly a nonprofit organization, which means 100% of our net profit goes to a charity. A lot of the other bins that you see out there partner with a charity, but only a small portion of what they collect goes to that. So that's why it's always very important to do your research and see where your donation is going. And the other big fact is all of your donations stay right here in Rhode Island. As Tina was mentioning earlier, we're servicing over 150 kids right now in the great state of Rhode Island.
Yeah. And it really is something that you all depend on for your programs. How much of your revenue does the donation centers bring in?
Last year, the donation center gave over $1 million to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island, which supported a little over 77% of their overall budget. And on top of that, because we partner with local charities, we gave over $130,000 to local charities. And currently this year, we're on target to give over $180,000 to local charities. And we do this through our big clothing drives and also our bin partnerships. We put bins on churches, YMCAs, Boys and Girls Club, and they receive 30% of our net profits. So we give back to the community as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, but you keep a lot of stuff out of the local landfills. Tell us about that.
Yeah, last year we kept 3.9 million pounds of cloth out of the landfills.
Wow.
Now, that's a great number. But pre-pandemic, we kept over 4.9 million pounds out. So as you can see, we're down a little bit. So that's why it's really important to get the word out there that we need your cloth.
Yeah, yeah. So interesting. So, Tina, tell us about the need now. You know, we're talking about what you do for us, but what is the need and what can we do for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island?
Yes, thank you, Bruce. So right now, our biggest need is mentors throughout the state. We have close to 60 littles waiting and many more inquiring daily. And right now we're experiencing a definite mentor shortage throughout the state, you know, as a result of the pandemic and, you know, several other factors. And so right now we just want the community to know that mentors are needed. And, you know, we like to share that a lot of folks, again, think that you have to have a special resume, you know, lots of credentials to become a mentor, but really it's just about being yourself and being open to learning and having fun. And for us, the emphasis in the program is really about spending quality time together and being about present and persistent. One of the number one factors, statistics will say that one of the number one factors in building youth resiliency is having just one. So, you know, not 5, 10, 15, just one caring, consistent adult in there in that young person's life. So really that's all that we're looking for. And an easy way to remember, you know, what the investment is in our program is we say it's as easy as 3-2-1. You know, it's just an investment of 3 hours, 2 times a month, and it really makes a big impact for the young people in the state. But if, you know, mentoring may not be something that you're able to do in, you know, in your life right now, there are other ways that you can support that area of the organization. One way is to help us spread the word. So you might work your place of employment or maybe your faith organization, or you belong to a small group or sports team that may allow us to share some information either through flyers or even coming to speak to participants. You know, we're always open to do that. That way we can share again about what mentoring is about and sort of the need that we have right now.
Sure. You know, let's just get back to the donations for just a second. Jack, what types of donations are needed most and could you use the most of right now?
Well, right now it's cloth, and that's any type of, you know, clothing of any season or gender. And the clothing can be ripped. It can be stained. As long as it's clean, we take everything, because if it isn't used, we just recycle it with, you know, different organizations. So, and also household goods, being small, anything that can fit in a box, we'll take.
Okay.
And as of yesterday, we just announced that we're going to start taking books as well.
Nice.
So if you got old books that you want to drop off at the bins or the sites, or we can do the free curbside pickup too, we'll take your books off your hands.
Very, very good. So, Tina, how can people who are within sound of our voice listening to us today help out?
Yes. So the easiest way is to visit bigsri.org, and then you easily select Be a Mentor. And you can also call us at 401-921-2434. So again, it's bigsri.org and you'd select Be a Mentor. There'll be some information there and there'll be some links that you can click. And then, you know, if you're ready to take that first step, click the link and someone from our team will reach out thereafter.
Sure. You'll come out and talk to our group too, or our place of work as we're getting back to our places of work.
Absolutely. Yes. We're willing to do Zoom, info sessions anytime during the day. We can come in person. And we're very flexible with time and what will work for you or the organization or company.
Yeah. So it can be a company, it can be an organization, civic organization, faith organization, and so forth. And Katie, there's a way to sponsor a match?
There is. So we've had recent people have asked us, how much does it take or financially does it take to support one match, so one mentoring pair for a year? And we've done the estimates and we've done the numbers, and it's about $2,500 for one match a year. Right now, we have about 180 pairs going out in the community. So a financial donation of $2,500, like I just mentioned, can support one match, and that is complete with wraparound services. So monthly match support, referral services, as well as access to our Family Empowerment Fund, which was created in 2019 as a way to support our families where they needed us the most, where whether it is emergency assistance with housing or heat or electric bills, but also educational advancement or enrichment programs like soccer or sewing classes. But the cost to support one match is $2,500. And if folks listening are interested in making a donation, they can visit us online at bigsri.org.
Excellent. And just to kind of tie it all up with a bow here, Jack, run down for us all of the ways that we can donate clothing, cloth, textiles, these other items that you mentioned.
Yep, there's four possible ways to do that. You can call us at 921-2434, option two, and you'll talk to one of our customer service reps. You can go to donateri.org to schedule your free curbside pickup. You can donate in one of our 100 bins across the state, or you can go to one of our four drop-off sites in Cranston, Johnston, Wakefield, or Aquidneck. And also, like I mentioned, you can go to Savers, drop off your merchandise at Savers, and we get credit for that as well.
That's great. Fantastic. Jack Blatchford, Chief Financial Officer, Katie Dawkins, Director of Development, Tina Santos, Director of Marketing, our team from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island, bigsri.org. Always great to talk to you. Thanks very much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Bruce.
Always, you bet. Have a great weekend. Thanks very much indeed. Here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540.